$5.95.
These are my friends. These are my friends. I love them. I love them. These are my friends. These are my friends. I love them. I love them.
Hey, friends. How are y'all friends. Tonight?
These are my friends. These are my friends.
Yep.
Is that 21 Pilots?
No. You've never heard of that band unless you listen to Live 95, which I assume you do, since you're like the music director.
Playing music you didn't know you like?
Let me guess, the music director did not add this song, did she?
Probably not. Who is this?
Lovely.
Lovely the band?
Lovely the band.
It sounded lovely.
They play that on the satellite channel.
Very lovely. What? You don't listen to a satellite channel. Come on.
No, I only listen to terrestrial
radio.
Live 95.
That's right. Why is that so funny? Dylan said it was. I just picked it up. Like, is this one of those cases where the kid is repeating something he doesn't
Maybe.
Really know?
Yeah, something like that.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Terrestrial radio.
We're talking about movies and soundtracks and
terrestrial radio. Yep,
next week, Jay, prepare yourself for the trivia war the millennia.
That's right. Jay and
trivia
Melissa
war
have always it's not trivia about war, but instead trivia. Well, actually, it technically is.
Part of it is war.
Which
because
war?
The and Star Wars.
Part
Star
of it is a Trek.
And
so.
Star Trek was also, oftentimes at war with other things.
But, always. Yeah. Like always. They were always at war.
It is
Klingons.
Horrible constipated Klingons.
Yeah.
Oh, anyways, I have no idea. We were talking about.
That's probably a trivia question that will be asked.
I'm
that
sure.
He'll know
I'm
the
sure.
answer to.
So, to make it fair, I'm just going to Google some trivia questions between this week and next week, and y'all will have no idea which ones I pick. And
come on, get real. You do homework. Come
so
on.
The first half will be.
I did homework today.
Okay. Yeah.
The first half will be Josh asking Jay Star Trek.
Why,
trivia.
Why do I have to go first?
No. I think I do it simultaneously.
I ask Jay
and both of you answer to me.
Are you?
Right?
You're going to have the answers too, so you'll know if she's right or wrong. Right?
No, you've got to ask Jay Star Trek questions.
Yeah.
And ask me Star Wars questions for the first half.
Because it's not your show. It's obviously her show.
Yeah. And then
she's going to tell you how to do it.
And then the second half, you ask Jay Star Wars and you ask me Star Trek.
But then we, like...
And then we can have, like, a final round where, whoever slaps the table first.
We'll work
answer.
On these details after the show.
Yeah,
because this sounds far more complex than anything I dreamed up. But no, we were talking about... first things first. Welcome in. It is Tuesday at 7 o'clock. I'm joined
by
Jay and Melissa Fuller.
Yes.
And as always, your host, Josh Lawler. Glad to be here. It's
Josh's show that Melissa has hijacked.
Well, it's a community Live 95 staff show that just happens to be named after myself. I'm always inviting people into this show, and very few people ever show up. But that doesn't mean you can't join in, because we should be now live on Facebook. Hello, Facebook Live listeners.
Well, I'm facing the...
Yeah,
You're
I know.
Always facing
I
it.
I almost so. Always do that, so I switched it up tonight. But at any time, you can call in. Our telephone number is 256-737-9505 and give us your opinion. Talk about things. We're even open to the idea of political talk around here.
Give us a dollar, and we might talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah, right.
We might.
I have Venmo. From what my people tell me, I have Venmo. I don't know if I have Venmo or not.
So I'm going to steal
this. Did you get that email with the bank sending you from Venmo saying your bank was added to your account?
No, I didn't get that.
Needs to check someone's email.
Yeah, I'm going to steal this liner from this other great radio station, but it goes right along with what you were saying.
All right.
Live 95 is the station with the $1 million guarantee. You send us $1 million, we'll play whatever song you want to hear.
I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
From you.
For those of you who haven't, there you go.
Yeah. We're always open to the idea of sponsorship, especially if you are a caterer or food person or if you work for such food company and you'd like to sponsor us.
The Food Critic
Food
Show.
Yeah, drop us some food on the table, and we'll drop you a sweet, sweet mention on the show.
We will mention you.
I might even record an ad to play during the daylight hours. So,
Interesting.
Yeah. We'll work for food. Anyways, yes. We were talking about...
There are a bunch of people on the Facebook feed waving at you right now.
Hello. As the old flip phones would say, hello, Moto.
Oh, yeah.
I loved that. I bought exclusively Motorola phones because I just thought that was cool. And back in the era of flip phones.
You know what I thought was really awesome about flip phones? They looked just like Star Trek communicators.
Right?
Bada-bing!
They saw it coming. They knew it was happening. They predicted the future.
Yeah.
So we were talking about music and movies.
It is what it is.
We've had that discussion before.
Yes.
Reasonable use has there ever been for a lightsaber? Rolls eyes.
On long car trips.
Tell me you would.
I get very existential. And I'm like...
Wait.
Do you think the nerds came up with the idea for?
I thought you were talking about his lightsaber conversation. On long car rides, I like to have. I would really like to use a car.
I like to have my lightsaber.
Yeah. Tell me, you would not like roast a grilled cheese with your lightsaber. Let's be honest. If all you had to do is wave it over the top of the thing and it toasts it.
Cut your bread and
it toasts it.
The lightsaber and it toasts your bread.
Isn't the square footage of the grilled cheese more than the square footage of the lightsaber?
Yes, that's the point. That's how you slice things, Jay.
Still toast.
As long as something's wider than your knife, then you still have something left over when you slice it.
Yeah.
Well,
physics.
Okay.
All right. Pushes up glasses. Okay. So, anyways, we were talking about music in movies, not necessarily movies about music, because in high school, in part of my ninth grade curriculum, we had to have a music class, and music appreciation, quote unquote, was our equivalent if we didn't want to take band. Those were the only two options at the time. They've since elaborated on the curriculum, and you have a vast array of music classes you can take, but at the time that was it. And so we would watch movies about the Beatles, and because the band director really just didn't want to deal with every ninth grader that ever come through the school, watch movies about the Beatles and about CCR, and there were a couple more I didn't care for, but I really enjoyed those. And then we started watching what I thought to be random movies. The Lion King, all of the Star Wars movies. Trying to think what else was in there. We watched a lot of movies, but now that I'm an adult, I'm looking back. Those were really good musical scores. So it makes sense. So my question is to anyone out there on Facebook, and Jay will keep me updated on what our replies on Facebook are. But anybody listening out on Facebook or would like to call in, what movie is not a music movie but has really good music? Okay. Easiest.
So it would not be The Sound of
not
Music.
Not The Sound
musical.
Of Music.
So Grease would be or would not be?
I think we count musicals. I think so. Because it's a movie first, and a musical score would be an additional score right to it.
Grease.
But the first ones that came to my mind, Guardians of the Galaxy movies. Had great music.
Yeah.
Only because they cheated, right? So and Deadpool. Deadpool's got good music in it. They cultivated songs that already exist. But like Lion King, the first Lion King was a really good musical score because they created all of that music.
Elton John, looking right at you. Bernie Taupin. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Moana was another good one. Yes, I really like the music in that one. And I think did the Hamilton guy?
Yeah. Yeah, but can we talk about, like, the crab song? Because that was just
the weirdest song.
Oh,
no, Shiny? Shiny's, like, my favorite one.
Oh, that's so strange. Every time I watch that, I'm like, is this
sparkle like a diamond
60s,
in the rough?
Like, LSD trip?
Yes. That's exactly what it had been.
Because, oh, my gosh, it just freaks me out every time I see it.
And I know.
The movie is so awesome, and the music is so good. And then you get in the Shiny. It's like.
I love it. Absolutely love it.
Literally blows my mind.
I'm Googling right now because I want to know who the voice actor was for the crab. I recognize it. But I can't remember voice. There it is. So while that's pulling up, anybody on Facebook commenting yet, Jay? Anybody out there? We'll fly to the Concords fans. We'll recognize the voice of comedian and actor. How do you pronounce that? Jermaine Clement.
Does Mamma Mia count?
Mamma Mia totally counts.
Yeah.
I feel like that may have come from.
They cheated
from someone
a
with
bit
my
too,
last name.
Yes. Yes, it did.
Yeah. And yeah, once again, they cultivated, right? So I don't discredit them, but yeah.
Still a witty use of music.
Where I work, we have this music in a box kind of thing. You play it on a computer, and they send you a new CD every month or quarter or something. And almost always does that include that whole movie's album of Alba.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we listen to a lot of Mamma Mia.
Of who?
Is it Alba or Abba? It's Abba, isn't it? Dang it. I was close. I was real close. Alba. I don't know who.
I think you're going to hear from that person.
Yes,
what's your last name?
What is that actor's name whose last name is Alba?
What is the name of the funny group that we heard in Florence, Melissa, who totally butchered the group, the 80s song? I forgot what it was, but we made fun of them for like a month.
In where?
The radio station out of Florence that we heard them butcher the band's name.
A-ha.
What?
A-ha.
Instead of A-ha?
That was A-ha.
Who says A-ha?
Oh, no.
You had to have been like negative 14 in the 80s to not know.
And this person probably was. This is probably like an 18-year-old.
About to say, like the person sitting across from you at the desk.
That was A-ha.
Negative 14 in the 80s. So.
But you know it's A-ha, not A-ha.
Gosh, no! What did I do that? No, I mess up names all the time, so I really anything.
Just,
but
yeah.
Oh, you said A-ha. Reminds me. You was like, who does that? But like, you know, we're also the same radio station that.
Well, they have a lot more power than we do, so they should get it right. Right?
To,
I mean, come on.
To a gap between the. Between the offensive lineman on one of our Friday Night Lights
that
is the
too.
A-hole.
It's the A-hole.
Yes, yes.
We're the A-cap.
Yes.
If only radio had footnotes, right?
Yeah, right? Things we've learned. Oh, gosh. And I can't point out Chris's thing that he's embarrassed about without pointing out the one thing that I'm embarrassed about from Friday Night Live this year was when Jay was working on the live stream feed. Where was that at? Was that at Good Hope?
Like everywhere, man.
No. It was at Good Hope, and you passed Dylan the phone with some footnotes on it, and then you pass it over to me because I'm inquiring to see what it says too, and I'm talking at this point in time. I'm trying to read and talk at the same time.
Oh,
and then
well,
it said we should have video in about 15 minutes. Don't read on air, right? And I said it out loud. And Dylan and Jay are just looking at me with this straight face. Why have you done this to us?
That was the tech disclaimer in case it didn't work in 15 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, we really need a board that leads with those things, like things you can say on air, things you can't
say
on air.
Don't read this
don't
on
read
air.
It. Then the fact.
Then the right. fact. Right. Then the fact.
Any more coming from Facebook? I noticed nobody's ringing up my phone. I got yelled at last week. Oh, sorry. Was there anybody on Facebook, Jay?
Dazed and Confused, LOL.
Dazed and Confused.
All right.
That is a Led Zeppelin song is all I know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, that's come from Nikki. Nikki will have to tell me about that. She said that twice.
Oh, look. Josh joined the conversation.
I did. There's so many people watching with you.
I mean, we could do a list of Disney soundtracks.
We
from
really
top
could.
To bottom. Disney has like, I don't locked down on the soundtrack.
I think they're making it a priority, which is cool because everyone seems to appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm a band geek, so I have to respect any time that you have symphonic band going on, and you know you've got that with Disney, you've got that with Star Wars, Star Trek.
To Star Wars.
We had comments.
Mark this record. Yep.
Yeah. Go back and look at it later.
Yeah.
We made the same comments. So like when they rebooted Star Trek in 2009, and I'm not going to get the guy's name right, but I'm just going to go ahead and butcher it. It's my radio station, so I don't care.
Uh-huh.
Michael Galacchio or Glacchio or whatever.
Galacchio,
really awesome. And he
you
he
really
kind of
no, I don't.
He kind of cut his teeth on Lost. I mean, Melissa and we went back and revisited Lost,
circling the bandwagon.
Again.
And I kept pausing Lost, and I'm like, Michael, there you go, man. Just row your boat ashore, man.
Yeah.
You
know?
He was amazing, though. Because
isn't that a thing?
Some of those scenes, like,
yeah,
yeah. I mean, half of the emotion from the scenes was Michael.
Have you ever watched
conducting the band? I mean,
any of that on like YouTube and their videos, and it's like, you know, such and such scene without music, and just how
it's
how
like
weird
nothing.
It makes you feel.
Lost?
Yeah. No, well, anything. I'm sure they exist for Lost as well, but there are people out there that strip the music, and it's only the sound effects and the voices, and it's so weird. I mean, it's so weird.
Yeah.
But that's what day-to-day life is like, so why is that so
cringy? Why do they have to make
me?
It such a big deal? All right, and the other thing I wanted to comment
on... Unless you hear me and always have music playing everywhere you go.
Right. Can I just mute her?
Yeah.
No. Except you muted me. Friendly fire, Jay. What did you want to comment on?
The symphonic in the, you know, back in the day, the classical music era, you had classical. I mean, these guys didn't have the internet. They didn't have Facebook. They didn't have cars. So they sat around and wrote,
strategy?
You know, really awesome musical scores, unless you're in the Dark Ages, and then they wrote really dark music. You
very
know,
dark.
Which we still
that's
have
why they
some,
called it the Dark Ages, believe
still,
it or not.
Still have some
their
of that
musical
now.
References.
But there is none of that today. There's no classical, new music today. And the comparison is, if you want to get that kind of music, it's got to be movie scores.
You're
that's what they are.
You are right.
That's as close as you get to classical music right now.
But you are correct.
There are kids. There are people out there that
hang on. Can we rewind about 10 seconds? I think she called me correct.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I believe she did.
Mark, this one for you to record, Jay. So everybody gets a point tonight. This is Josh Around, where the points are made, or everything's made up and the points don't matter. I'm your host, Josh. No, but you're totally right. Musical scores is as close as you get. And there are people that make like 10-hour loops of just the Star Wars.
Yes.
Yep.
Soundtrack.
I've listened to them.
You know?
Yes.
And you have to admit, whether you like the series or not, that's one of the things, like when you're studying or whatever, you play in the background and you move on with your life. And it helps. But I really think that's cool. I do the same thing with like,
I'm saying, but I haven't done it. That's what I'm going to do.
You should totally do that.
I'm going to YouTube that.
Mm-hmm. Download it because you're a Red subscriber and all that good stuff.
No.
You're not? I thought you were.
Not.
Who is it that's
you
a Red subscriber? No, there's somebody else that I know. And I'm like, oh, yes, one more that's like
the
me.
The two of you.
There's one other person I know that's a Red subscriber.
Ones.
But,
She has no interest in spending money.
I don't buy into the classical yet. Like, I respect it because I try to teach myself piano and I tried to learn a little bit of classical guitar when I was younger. But, what I listen to when I'm trying to focus is like the 80s or like 90s video game synthesized stuff.
Really?
Yeah. So if you saw Ready Player One, which I still have not seen, despite being like the one movie this year that I wanted to see.
Give me your nerd card.
Yeah, right. And we'll talk more about nerd movies probably after the break. But what was I talking about?
Nerd movies.
No, before that.
Video game.
Oh, yes. So Ready Player One, probably loaded with that.
See, Melissa,
that kind
it's
of
not
stuff.
Just me. Okay.
No.
I have a terrible memory. It's awful. You know, I work with several people that are older than I am, and they talk about having memory problems, and I can sit there and sip my coffee and go, yep, you know, it happens to me. Sure
and
thing.
Here's the thing. Like, I mock Jay constantly for his memory, but then he's pulling. What were you pulling out of the air when we were driving to Jasper? And it just stunned me.
I don't
remember. Oh, some random thing he remembered?
Some random number. His head is full of numbers.
Really? Numbers?
Yes.
See, numbers aren't the even though like math was easily my best subject through high school and college, I don't remember numbers well. I don't remember dates well. How much this was or that was, I don't remember things like that. But, you know, a song comes on the radio and I can sing you part of almost every song, you know, that I've ever heard.
That's me.
If I've heard it for more than 20 seconds, I remember some of the lyrics.
Hey, that's an awesome song. There's lyrics to this song?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Right.
Jay is like, his brain is like 90% numbers, and my brain is like 90% song lyrics. Literally. literally.
Oh, this is a good song, too.
Yeah, name that band.
I went through the whole collection to find a really awesome song.
I've heard it a million times because I listen to the station.
That hand, and I will give you the dollar that you
the dollar I spent on cookies. I have my name is Joshua Lawler, and I have a cookie addiction.
I do have to complain. I have been looking for new music to add lately, and there's a few new tunes out there, but I'm just not digging any of them.
Ooh, you know what?
What?
We'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back from the break. But while we're on break, submit some ideas for new music you'd like to hear on Live 95.5 Coleman's.
Yes.
Independent radio.
Independent terrestrial radio.
Terrestrial.
Independent intergalactic radio.
Let's stop it.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. Hey, do you think you'd sound good on the radio? We want to find out who in Coleman has always wanted to work at a radio station. Tell us about yourself by finding us on Facebook. Search for Live 95 Coleman and send us a message about how we can improve the station. Or better yet, how you'd fit in making this the station to listen to right here in Coleman. Thanks for listening to Live 95, Coleman's independent radio.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Live 95, Coleman's independent radio, is proud to present yet another local community program for Coleman. Join us immediately following Sports Talk Live on Thursdays for a brand new show that will help our listeners focus on lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Join host Sandy Seibert each and every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. for Path Changers, Habits of Health, immediately following Sports Talk Live, right here on the station that is all about Coleman, by Coleman, for Coleman. Live 95.5 FM, Coleman's independent radio.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Was it a trick of the light, or a short scene in the dark? Was it hell or high water that broke our hearts? Was it something I said, or just a cruel twist of fate? Was it hell or high water, and is it too late? Oh, is it too late?
What Melissa would refer to as all the good song titles are taken. Let's just call this one Hell or High Water.
There you go. The that one sounds like it's from the next Johnny Depp Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Hell or High Water. I'm just going to jot down some more topics.
Pirates of the Caribbean, 18. Hell or High Water.
From the director of all of the Rocky movies.
Right? All right, so speaking of words that you're not supposed to say on the radio or on the TV or on whatever else, you know, now we're playing songs with hell in the name of them. You know, we never had an issue with Elton John, you know, saying the bitch is back. But have y'all noticed on news conferences, on news pundits, they are not holding back anything at all. If I have not heard the P-I, you know what, you know, E-D word, like, 10 times in the last week, even on local radio, like stations out of Birmingham, it's like, we don't care, we're going to say whatever we want to say now.
I didn't know that was
so who's using that? CNN?
I heard Leland say it a couple of times.
He said P-I, crooked letter, yeah. Crooked letter.
Who's?
Leland's always coming up with creative ways around
see,
it.
See, I didn't know that was a no-no from the FCC.
It's really not, I don't think. I mean, it might be.
Okay, Dylan.
It didn't used to be.
Dylan studies this in college, and he said you cannot use it as a bodily function.
Oh, so if I use it in anger, then it's fine?
Or, you know, that's...
Hey, what about that song I used to always make fun of?
That's
what
the
like,
British call being drunk. Yeah.
Yes.
And that's in the song Chumbawamba.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they used that word. So, I don't know.
So,
who knows?
We're still talking about songs, I guess. But a point I was about to make before the music came up was I love
does
some...
Does say Henry Cavill? Let's talk
it does.
About Henry
right. No,
Cavill.
No, don't. We can't jump to movies.
I have just looked up Henry the Cavill. Seven words that are forbidden, and that word is one of them.
Oh, interesting.
Hmm. Apparently, the FCC looks the other
pass
way.
Pass me
now.
That link in our messenger
you're okay.
App.
Yeah. All right.
So we can make sure never to use those
yes,
words.
Yes, yes. Or Josh figure out how to slip those in
yes,
seven different
yeah,
ways.
Yeah.
I love some songs. Okay, so some
you
songs.
You love some songs
I
by
love
Henry
songs.
Cavill?
No, no. If we jump into movies, the rest of the show is shot. That's good.
Is this
that's
George Carlin? Is this George Carlin?
I don't know.
Is that on the screen?
Those words, yeah.
Yeah,
one, two,
that
three,
was
four,
George
five.
Carlin's one of his entire skits.
So one of those.
Did they get away with it because they used it in a different tense, maybe? So
they're not in alphabetical
order. He didn't
say
it. So he spelled it without using the S's in the middle.
Oh, but the pundits have said it, trust me.
If anyone's watching on Facebook Live, we have this on the computer right here. And I'm pointing to these things because we can all see them and you can't, thanks to the wonderful means of technology. But there are seven words on the screen in front of me, and that's
what
I'm referring
to.
Yeah,
none of them are polite.
So number,
I mean, they're generally not words you're going to use.
That one and that one not the same.
They're generally words you're not going to use in normal conversation anyway.
If you can't use three, then you can't use six.
Wow.
Am I not
right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, no, I think that falls.
If you can't use
false.
Three, then
those
you
are,
can't use six.
Those are root words as we get into an English lesson. But, okay, so my thing is...
You're right. Six includes part of three, but three does not include part of six.
Yeah.
Actually,
it does.
Number five is interesting because I hear that one a lot. I don't think a lot of people think third from the bottom.
I don't think you're going to get hired for a radio gig by using...
Yeah,
number five.
I know a lot. Well, I don't think you'd be hired for using any of those.
Not in this part of the country.
let's
Wikipedia.org/7devinwords.
Let's play George Carlin's skit and bleep out all of the bad
words.
No, no. That's all he says.
No
bleep,
more.
Bleep, 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 bleep.
Okay, so funny side story.
Mother bleep.
I had somebody tune in for the first time. First of all, if you want to comment on any of the things that we're talking about, Facebook Live comments, or you can call in 256-737-9505. I would love to talk to you about nothing at all or about stuff that really matters to you. Either way. But a side story, I had someone tune in for the first time a couple of weeks ago, and it was just Jay and I, and we're kind of shooting the breeze, and we're talking about Flight of the Conchords, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And he plays a section of Flight of the Conchords. And Jay and I are talking over it, and we're having a good time. And so the next week she tells me, I tried to listen to your show, but I couldn't stand it. There was a bunch of people talking, and there was something playing in the background, and it was just too chaotic. I couldn't do it. And I'm like, you are not going to like my show at all.
Just don't tune in.
Like, just don't worry about it. So I've got so many listeners now. I'm turning people away.
Thanks, so, but if no you thanks. Can't handle that, then
there are something. Plenty of other monotonous, monotone shows on the radio for you.
You're right.
Yeah,
you're right.
Tune in to any of those shows at any time.
You're right.
Right. What I was talking about. Back to songs and not dirty words.
And not Henry Cavill.
Not Henry Cavill. Yeah, we will get there. Okay. I like some songs because you mentioned that Jay likes songs for the beat and he doesn't pay attention to lyrics a lot of times.
Right.
I'm like a 50-50 shot. Like, I like pop music. The lyrics get on my nerves because there's usually not any. Some of those beats you can't help but to dance to.
You're right.
Maybe it's a little bit of shoulder weave in the car or something. I mean, you're getting it. The first artist that comes to mind when I think about that is, now it's going to leave me. Usher songs?
Rainbow Kitten Surprise?
No. I like everything about that song. A lot of Usher songs. Who knows what this is?
I'm just testing Josh's theory. So.
Josh's what?
Your theory.
Yeah, see, this is fun.
See, I'm moving my shoulders.
You can't help
not
to. And
you can actually see it now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, gosh. What's the Uptown Funk guy?
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars falls into that. Like, I don't like a lot of his lyrics because they're just about nothing, but... You also can't get, like, rock ballad lyrics in a hip-hop song. Cool. So there's just one of those things.
Melissa can't stand that one because it's pop music over and over again. So.
Yep.
That's her Achilles heel. She can't stand stuff that repeats.
No.
And here's a song that repeats for 5 minutes. So she can't.
You can't stand that one at all. But, yeah, I'm a mixed bag. Then I have some songs that I'm like, those lyrics over anything else would be better. Anything else. Or no music at all. Those lyrics are literally poetry if they don't have such garbage background music. And I won't mention any of those because who knows whose feet I will stand on. But, you know, and I think that's interesting because, like, some things it's almost as if we're born with that in the back of our mind that some rhythms or some beats different to different folks, just force us to move almost.
You're right.
And I have a hard enough time sitting still to begin with. So anything jamming comes on. That reminds me. Friday Night Live. We were in the booth. We were separated from y'all for the first time this season at all. Y'all were in the stands and we were in the booth. And the game had gotten kind of slow towards the end. And Jasper's band was playing something like current, like something you would hear on the radio right now. And before I realized it, like everybody in the booth, except Dylan, because Dylan's a stonewall of emotion. but Chris and I were like, I look over and he and I are like synchronized, bobbing our heads. And I'm like, we are jamming.
It was Hand Clap by Fits in the Tantrums.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
We did notice that from the stands.
Oh, could y'all see us?
The bands had turned into a complete and total battle of the game was over.
Yes.
The bands were just having a field day going back and forth.
Yeah. And both of them very talented. Mm-hmm. You know, but, I had a good time at that. I always do it this sideline games. If you're interested in football, yeah,
Jasper's band's performance was phenomenal.
I don't know if I paid attention to Jasper's. I was doing stuff.
Oh, yeah, you were doing stuff.
But West Points. I saw West Points. West Points was pretty good.
It was before the game.
Not West Point.
Well, we were talking about stuff.
Yeah, it was West Point. I think we should do something similar. I mean,
because they did homecoming stuff. That's right.
You know, if the game gets so boring that the bands have to have a battle of the bands, maybe we should have a battle of the radio stations.
Maybe we should just take a mic out to the opposing band side.
We should be like outplaying the other radio stations.
Take the wireless mic and sit beside the bands.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wonder what kind of conversations we wouldn't want to hear that go on there.
It would probably include some of those seven words.
Yeah, the seven words listed.
Actually, the seven words would come from the sideline most
probably.
Yeah.
Especially if you happen to be on the Auburn team.
Ooh, yeah. Still looking for an offensive line. Anybody playing offensive line, please apply.
So we're going to have to show you the SEC shorts video.
Oh, it was on my Facebook. I'm sure he's seen it.
On Facebook. All of those shorts are good.
I sent that to Jay, and I was like, WVU's undefeated, so I'm going to give you heck.
Hey, not for trying, right?
Oh, they hell struggle. Isn't on that list.
It's not. Hell is we can not totally say that.
I'm going to give you hell.
There's a lot of words.
Of course it's not. There's a song called Give You Hell.
Yeah, you're right.
GD's not on that list. Because I was watching a TV show yesterday, and they bleep out the B word on cable television, but don't bleep out GD or any part of GD. I've seen some things where they bleep out the G, and sometimes they bleep out the D, and like nobody really knows
nobody
what they're
knows
doing.
Which one? To
bleep. All right. Enough four-letter words.
I mean, we try to go in and change and bleep and reverse and distort things in certain songs. We probably try way too hard, and as soon as we do try way too hard, we miss something totally. Comes out our speakers like punching us in the face.
That's one of those things. Like, unless somebody complains about it, then it's whatever. Yeah, I don't. I'm not going to lose sleep.
SEC fines. What if?
Well, until one of those shows up. Yes. So let's say
I would be like, hey, FCC,
avoid those before
they. We're nonprofit. We have no money. Here, take my license.
Yeah.
Here, take my license.
Or you just
let us sell it somewhere.
Or when it gets to when the fine gets to your door, you reply in a letter. Oh yeah, you disappear or write return to sender. No,
I wonder if that would work.
Right, no, you on the front of it and send it back. No, it's you write a letter back to them. Thank you for your donation of, and then the number of the fine. Yeah. Right. Okay. So since Henry Cavill's so high on the list, we'll save that for last.
And no,
we'll burn through the other two that I did research on. So we're going to use these.
All right. I don't know anything about the next.
Still with the music story. Jay, do you have that link that I sent you earlier?
Yes, I believe I do.
For Facebook. Prepare that one for me. We'll hit that one in a couple of seconds.
Okay.
Google Plus. Any of you out there that happened by accident to have a Google Plus social media account because...
Wasn't that like the Google clone of Facebook?
Yes, they tried really hard. And you may have been forced into one and not know it because
I'm
of
I'm sitting here wondering
Google
if I did because
I totally have one.
It does everything. They're
huge
like,
breach. Like, pulled all of your information, lost all of it. It was so bad that they pulled the cord on Google Plus yesterday.
All of the three people who used it were really sad.
Well, that's the second part of my headline here is Google did not disclose a security breach to its Google Plus social network because it feared regulation. According to the Wall Street Journal, report citing documents and people briefed on the incident. The biggest clue that Google Plus was long dead, Google's top executives stopped using it up to 3 years ago per a Business Insider article. 3 years ago, like Google head honchos, C-level guys, and women probably.
In other news, Facebook bought MySpace yesterday. No, I'm kidding. Or not Facebook.
Oh, that would have been cool.
I meant to say the Russians bought MySpace yesterday.
The Russians.
Facebook is dying, by the way.
They created
Instagram.
MySpace. Mm.
Instagram is supposed to be.
Well, we talked about that last week. If I wanted to market to you 20 somethings,
Instagram. That's where it's at.
Let's not revisit last week.
Hit me the Instas. It was a snooze.
It was.
But I enjoyed it. Does that count for. Really, that's why we're doing this show, is because me. So.
Because Josh enjoys it.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
The rest of you
named it after
me. I'm the only one who wasn't like.
Yeah. Weren't you here for the last week's show, dude? You didn't fall asleep in last week's show.
I kind of did.
Okay.
I can sleep with my eyes open. I'm a mom.
So the next liner, if Jay has my stuff ready, this is the Eagles, Take It Easy. If you listen to the voice of the young man singing lead, the Eagles have replaced their late singer Glenn Frey with his son Deacon Frey. That is his son.
It's Fry.
Fry?
It's Fry.
Oh.
It's Glenn Fry.
Sorry. I didn't know.
Sorry. It's like A-ha, man. It's all good.
Yeah, clearly. I didn't know. I didn't even know Glenn Fry. Well, I knew the Eagles, but I didn't know Glenn Fry. But that's his son. He sounds exactly like the Hotel California era.
That's impressive. Right?
Is that not awesome?
That is. I'm going to have to Google that.
That now tops my story about Journey's singer sounding just as good as whoever the lead singer of Journey was. I'm sorry. I don't know. But their singer was like this Asian guy they found on
Lost.
MySpace.
Lost.
No, not on Lost. On MySpace. Yes. Yes. Melissa,
no
give
one
me this
uses
weird
MySpace.
I don't know.
Well, it's been a while ago. I was still in high school.
I don't know why it's got to be your space. I mean,
that
it could be MySpace. Yeah,
they
it
found
doesn't have to be your space.
Boston's replacement lead man found on MySpace. Yeah. Taylor Swift discovered on YouTube. Allegedly,
Justin Bieber
found by Usher
on YouTube.
Yeah. So a lot of people coming out of the woodwork. There's a lot of people that have been on The Voice that have found success on YouTube before finding success on The Voice.
Owl City was discovered on YouTube.
I don't want to talk about it. okay, so now we can get, with 15 minutes left to go, we can dump the rest of the show into movie stuff.
All right. Let's start with Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill.
I don't know what we're going to talk about, but let's talk about
this is old news, but I was just now I've been backlogged on a lot of pop, stuff, cause I got sick last week and now, like, stuff from September the 22nd, this is when this news was popular. Henry Cavill
not doing. Going to do Superman anymore.
Yes. Do you already know about this?
Who are you talking to?
I know. So you know the story about he couldn't make the Shazam cameo because of scheduling with the other thing he's doing. He's a bad guy in Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there was a scheduling conflict. Where
you just let out the plot of Mission Impossible. Now somebody's going to get it on DVD and they're going to be watching it.
Whatever.
Thinking,
I haven't even seen it. Get over it.
He's the bad guy.
Yeah, right. But he's the bad
you
guy.
You just ruined it because you don't know he's the bad guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Has this already come out?
Yeah.
Okay, well then I'm not responsible anymore. How long has it been out?
6 months.
Yeah, there you go. All right.
But somebody might pick it up on DVD.
Anyways, spoiler alert.
You just ruined
Henry Cavill's
the
bad guy.
You've got to say spoiler alert.
I'm sure he's in a tux. I'm sure at the whole movie he's in this black suit with black tie and a black shirt.
He's not.
I'm sure he screams, "I'm the bad guy," the whole time.
He doesn't. No.
He makes a really good. I don't know what that is. That was creepy.
You literally don't know he's the bad guy. I mean, even after you suspect he's the bad guy, you're like, no, he's not the bad guy.
But he's not.
And then when it's like literally slapping you in the face, you're like, no, he's a double agent.
No, I think you're rooting for Henry Cavill is what it comes down to.
Might be.
So there was a scheduling conflict between that movie that he has an undisclosed part in,
and
Shazam cameo, and after that, I don't know what else happened. That's all that they publicly said.
Yeah, it's like we don't know.
But they're like, nope, see ya after that, and they're like, Supergirl will do the cameo then, and so they wrote a Supergirl cameo in Shazam.
Is it the Supergirl from the CW?
I didn't look that deep into it, but I will.
Is it a new Supergirl?
I have no idea. They need to just do a new Supergirl and be done with it.
Yeah, but
rotate people out.
What will happen with the CW?
Let 50 million people run through the series like they've done with Superman, right?
That's true.
Everybody's been Superman. Everybody's been Batman. Which brings me to my next point. The DC comic universe is garbage. It's absolutely garbage.
You might be right.
I'm definitely right because...
You might be right.
Because it's one of these things where they're four steps behind Marvel, and by the time they get around to doing something that could have possibly been right, it's already been done to death by Marvel, and nobody wants to see it anymore. Like Suicide Squad was right, but it should have been right like 3 years prior. Now, it was still successful, don't get me wrong, but it should have been done much earlier. And so the only way that you win me back the only way you get my money, like, because I paid money to go see Man of Steel, right? It looked new. It looked clean. I still haven't seen Justice League. I still haven't seen.
And
I have no intention to do it. It looks awful.
I might get it on Netflix. I'm on Redbox.
Find me a Michael B. Jordan as Superman would be a Superman I would go to see. Right? And a bunch of people are going to scream.
We've already discussed this.
Have we?
Yes. You cannot be Superman and not have blue eyes.
Okay.
You must have blue eyes.
There are a ton of people that hang up on other color qualities, right? That's not his eyes.
So, I mean, if they want to put Michael Jordan in some blue contacts, I might be all right with blue eyes.
I was about to say, in defense of normal technology and, you know, being, you know, yeah. the 21st century, they do make blue contacts.
Oh, gosh. They put the guy that plays Captain America, Chris Evans. They photoshopped Chris Evans' face on some kid through half of the first Captain America movie.
You're right.
And that was a crap show. Oh, I hated
it. You're right.
I hated it.
Mm-mm. I loved it. Mm-mm.
I like the idea, but just cast me a kid that looks like Chris Evans.
All right. It looked good.
Fine. So the DC Comic Universe, at least in the movie situation, is done. But Henry Cavill was good because he was not a Boy Scout type. He wasn't like Batman gritty, but like he wasn't Christian Bale gritty, but he was like the people that I saw the original article from, or video from, mentioned that he was like a post 9/11 Superman. It wasn't everything is good in the world. You just have to find it to the point where Henry Cavill was all like, there are terrible people out there and I don't know if I even want to bother.
Yeah, you're right.
So that was the one thing that DC did right. Yeah, he's like, no, I think I'll just hide out in Kansas for a while and watch the world burn.
Yeah.
But
and then he faked his own death.
Which is really, well, yeah.
We think, since we haven't seen Justice League, we're not sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, these guys that made this video said they should let him die.
Henry Cavill is in Justice League.
Yeah. They said they should just leave him dead and then reboot with someone else. And they're the ones that gave me the Michael B. Jordan suggestion.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I like the sound of that.
I've seen that. He's got to have blue eyes, though.
I don't know. So talking about that reminded me of the whole James Bond conversation, right? James Bond has been done by Daniel Craig. And I actually really like Daniel Craig. I didn't know how I felt about a blonde-headed James Bond.
No,
it worked.
Still not.
It worked for me.
Still not convinced.
And I'm a huge James Bond fan.
Still not convinced.
I say that, and I still haven't seen Spectre. My movie collection is just all over the place right now.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. Hopefully that's on Netflix or Hulu or something, and I can watch it tonight. But
he has a family now, Melissa.
Yeah, but I was behind before I had a child.
You're right.
I still watch movies. She's too young to know.
Yeah.
You know, we're not to the point as like hide your eyes. I mean,
you're right.
She's playing with something in the floor. Anyways.
BTW, have you seen Passengers yet?
No, I've not seen Passengers, James.
Still saving that for you on the DVR. So.
Just do me a favor and delete that.
Well, it's next to be deleted when I run out of space.
All right.
He will never delete it because Jennifer Lawrence is just that hot.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay. Well, now that we got that out there.
It is.
But
and one of the Chris's, which Chris?
Pratt.
Yes.
Yep.
And he's, I mean.
They bought big names.
All right.
They did exactly, sports reference here. They did exactly what the Denver Broncos did with Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
They bought a success.
Yeah.
Right? And it worked.
Chris Pratt was all right, but he wasn't like Guardians of the Galaxy when he was in that water stream hot, but he was still hot.
I want to come back to this James Bond thing, but side story about Guardians of the Galaxy, James Gunn had a hand because in casting, obviously, and he said, I want Chris Pratt to do this no matter what. So they approached Chris Pratt and offered him the gig and Chris Pratt says, you know, cool, what do I have to do to get it? And James Gunn's like, you don't have to do anything. Don't, because like undoubtedly the sheet of requirements said that you have to be buff and that kind of thing. He said, don't worry about that. If we have you, that's all that matters. You know, you don't have to do the workouts. You don't have to lose weight.
Really?
Whatever. Because you look at him in early Parks and Rec, and he's kind of a bigger guy. He does it anyways because he wants to ace that role so bad. Yes.
I had no idea.
Absolutely does it.
Yeah. I didn't know.
Yeah. Dave Bautista was like so honored that they approached, because they approached him for that role too.
Oh,
he was so honored about that. He cried. This is a WWE former champion.
Really?
Yeah. Bawling at the honor of being a Marvel comic book, whatever. Okay. Yeah.
So
this is great. Dave Bautista. I like Dave Bautista. When I was a kid, he was him and John Cena were the biggest things on WWE. And, still to this day, I remember I could reenact his, entrance sequence from, from Raw. Yeah, exactly. But actually it was double handed. It was like the machine gun. Right.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Right.
But yeah, Hunter,
if you're listening.
Moved to tears that he got that role. Isn't that awesome? Yeah.
He's supposedly a really nerdy guy.
Yes. If you weren't then, you are now.
Yeah.
You know, as many movies as for whatever. And he's one of my favorite characters because he's just so oblivious to everything.
Literal.
Yeah. But the James Bond thing, Daniel Craig has been okay. I've liked him in it, but his contract is up like this year. Right. And he
I don't want him to make the next James Bond. Go ahead and give it to Idris Elba.
That's a rumor though.
Go on.
That's not confirmed. But I'm with you. I'm like, I want to see some variation. Like, okay, so we tested the waters with a blonde James Bond. Mm. Like, let's go full force. Mm. How long until I tell you what would be perfect is a woman James Bond.
No.
The name has to be the same.
And here's the thing, though. Idris Elba is smooth.
Yeah.
He's got the James Bond swagger. He might be a little old.
Yeah.
They might only get a movie or two out of him. But Daniel Craig just doesn't have the... I'm going to say it. Daniel Craig does not have the BDE... to be James Bond. Idris Elba, though, does. He's got the swagger.
He's just
got it.
I don't know. I liked Daniel Craig because of how they also wrote it. So a strong enough writer sells any actor, right?
It's
almost as if they planned the whole thing. You know, they said, okay, Daniel Craig is this way, so what we're going to do is we're going to write a very very origin kind of dealing with things. And they picked his strengths as an actor. So
okay.
To me, it worked because it wasn't it was kind of gritty. It fell into the fad of making things gritty. It's not like Pierce Brosnan, Sean Connery, where it's like he always says the right things and he always does something with a smile.
Yeah.
This was a James Bond that's dealing with some stuff in his life.
You're right.
And
he's not seducing women. He's just killing people.
Just
killing
people. Well, you look at, what was it? Quantum of Solace. Like, he does that, he seduces a couple of women, and then they all wind up dead, and he's like, I need to stop doing this.
I can't do this.
Pierce Brosnan and Sean Connery would have never said that.
They just caught on.
Like, oh, that sucks, right?
Sucks
you know?
You.
Exactly.
There's another one right over there.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
It's true that Roger Moore, though, especially. Roger Moore was man whore.
They just wrote them differently, and it fits them, so... Hats off to
but also
to the James
it
Bond
was
writers.
The period too, kind of. Mm-hmm.
It was.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, can you imagine a 2018 James Bond?
I hope it's Idris Elba, and I hope he takes it straight back to the Roger Moore James Bond of just being.
But it's 2018, where Kavanaugh stuff exists, and
just go all out. Just do it. Just do it.
Allegations exist. And,
just do it.
Oh, what if you made it a period piece? Okay, so obviously multiple James Bonds exist because of how that works. They've established that in the story. So you can literally throw anybody in the seat and it's fine via the lore. Do a period piece and make him older, right? Make him an older James Bond. Give him three or four movies, because it's over like usually when they swap people, there's probably like a 4-year span where they're writing all of this stuff. You know, swap over, but make it a period piece where it just works that he's older. Maybe he steps in because something terrible happens to Daniel Craig's character. I don't know. I'm not a writer. I don't know how that would go.
I mean, since I've followed, you know, the paths of sci-fi,
yeah,
we clearly need a James Bond prequel where he's like coming out of diapers and making his way into his young youthfulness of being 11.
We did origin. Kind of.
I wish y'all could see me rolling my eyes.
With Casino Royale, right? So we saw,
yes, we saw
Moneypenny, and we saw him develop into this kind of stuff. But I don't know if that needs an origin story. Kind of like, okay, so they're doing a Joker movie with a different Joker. I can't think of his name right now.
Do not want to get to me.
It's going to be an origin story. I don't need an origin story for Joker. Because he's this character that's supposed to show up.
I want Jared Leto as the psychopathic Joker.
Word.
I just want it.
See, back to my sci-fi life. Yeah, I feel the same way about Star Trek. I don't want any more prequels. Let's take the next generation and kick it down the can, you know, down the road 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Let me see how technology and society has advanced.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Because, you know, we're not using the touch screens anymore.
No, yeah. Yeah, I'm okay with Star Trek doing prequels because there's so much time between here and then that you can cover still future stuff without explaining too much. If you do a prequel for the Joker, you're going to explain everything mysterious about a bad guy.
Yeah. But
I don't think that works.
Come on. I mean,
Discovery is prequel and you know you love it. You know you love it.
The computer terminals on SWAT on CBS are more advanced than the computer terminals on Next Gen.
Come on.
Correct. You are right. All right. So you were talking about a female James Bond.
Yeah.
Female Doctor Who.
Yeah, I have a hard time wrapping
Sunday.
My head around that.
I need to
too.
Watch that. I haven't watched that. I've warmed up to that. What did you think? You probably actually watched it, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I'm a little ambivalent.
She like cleared the whole afternoon, Josh. She's like, "Leave me alone. Yeah, it's Doctor Who time." I'm
like,
"What is Doctor Who?"
Let's go out, and I was like, "No,
you didn't mean that."
Yes,
he said, "Who? What is Doctor Who?"
He was like, "Let's go out," and then I was like, "Nope. Doctor Who's coming on in 20 minutes, and just you go do whatever."
Yeah, no, I want to watch it because it's such a big change. I feel like they felt the pressure to change. Right now, no one's saying, "Hey, bring us a female James Bond." It would be neat for them to do that. I don't think you changed the name. I made the joke about Jamie Bond.
Google
I'm sure the Me Too movement will get right on that.
Here, female
Google,
James
okay.
Bond, but it was all right. It was a little serious to me. The humor from the last Peter Capaldi Doctor Who was definitely missing. I have a feeling that it is going to be more serious and not as funny. But here's the thing. Like every
producers
time,
say there will never be a female James Bond.
Like every time he regenerates, there's always a joke about him being a redhead. And I was kind of hoping for Donald Gleason. I was really, really cheering for Donald Gleason. He's Hux on Star Wars, but he's also on Ex Machina, and he was on the new Peter Rabbit. I mean, you can see him in different parts, and he never looks the same. But he's a redhead, and I was really hoping that we would get a redheaded, funny doctor before we took it off to a serious female.
No,
we'll get
I don't think
funny,
she needs to be serious.
She's very serious.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah.
See, they did that wrong because I think you have to roll with the punches in a swap like this, and her being super serious is only going to make it.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like the bridge that doesn't sway crumbles in a day, that kind of thing.
Mm.
Very, very poetic, right?
Very. I'll remember that one.
Yeah, the bridge that doesn't sway crumbles in a day. You need to do the same thing. You need to be able to make fun of yourself to make an impression, because otherwise it's like, oh, she took herself too seriously.
The things that they were trying to make funny just weren't funny. Like, she was shopping and she was like, I haven't shopped for women's clothing in forever. Yeah. Well, I was kind of not. I mean, it just barely missed. And then, like, one of her jokes was, an hour ago I was an old Scotsman. Well, that was just, you know, just not as funny as it could have been. But it was fair. The tone was very serious.
So someone asked the producers, you know, if there would ever be a James Bond, and that's why you said there will never be one.
No, there was a list of candidates. One website
had
a list of who would be the best female James Bond.
Idris was still top of the rumor mill, but
I want him as James
Bond. That would be a good fit.
So bad.
I think that would be fun. And so it's probably because James Bond is who he is as a character. There's not a lot of Me Too movement in the James Bond department, because a lot of those people don't show up on a guy that, you know, seduces women for fun.
Yeah.
There you go. And I've got to play that one back. I hope you can hear Jay in the background when you do that. That may go to my ad. But that group doesn't frequent that area, so it's almost as if it's been untouched.
And
right?
if they do, they'll be there just to pick through.
Yeah.
And that's probably why they broke down.
And that's the double sided story. If you ever got a female James Bond, you would attract those people just because this is the first female James Bond. And then the subreddit's
that's the way that Doctor Who has been. It's all about, oh, there's a new female Doctor Who I have to watch, and they won't get it.
David Tennant.
They, like, just will not get it.
David Tennant and the guy before David Tennant. Because
Christopher Eccleston.
Because the Rose was the same person.
Yes.
And that's the only reason
Christopher Eccleston is my favorite.
So I liked Rose in that one. And then I liked Rose and David Tennant.
Yes.
And there's been good episodes of one since then, but it's whatever.
Yes. I did like Amy Pond.
But
do you like
Doctor
Amy
Who's
Pond?
Not been one of my top shows
if
ever.
If I could have a girl crush, it would be Amy Pond. I cannot remember her name.
But I would be okay with that. But Daniel Craig's got one last movie, 2020, and that's it.
I don't want.
Funny part
I just
is that
don't
he.
Don't want.
Somebody asked him about, would you ever come back as James Bond, or did you talk about staying for another re-up kind of thing? And he said, and everybody's been misquoting him saying that
there's not enough money.
He would, well, actually, his quote is that he would slit his wrists before going through the workouts and the preparation for the role ever again. And every headline ever during that era was that Daniel Craig would slit wrists before being James Bond again, right? And
maybe they'll just have him all in suits and it'll be like the last, and I'll be like, thank God that's over.
Well, and so there's a rumor going around about the Joker movie saying that
Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes, he's definite. That's not a rumor.
I do not want.
He would actually make a really good actor for this part. I just don't think this movie needs to exist. But the rumor going around about that movie is that he's going to show up in like plain clothes kind of thing. He hasn't developed, or he's like a sleeper with all these psychological issues. And he encounters, I think, the Jared Leto, maybe poser Joker with all the tattoos and everything. And really, that's going to turn out to be, they named the character and now I don't remember, but it's not actually the Joker. It's someone who's filling that part. And he's going to kill that Joker and then become the Joker. Joaquin Phoenix will become the Joker then.
I don't want that.
Because he can't stand this one, so he becomes a better one kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So supposedly the Robin costume that's been like spray painted and cut up in the Batman versus Superman trailer. It was actually in the movie. It's like, it looks like someone died in it because there's like blood stains and writing across it. So that's supposed to be a reference to this. That's why they think this is how this is going to work, is because whoever that was, Robin, whoever that was, has actually become Joker. They're not actually going to use Jared Leto, but he's become Joker, and Joaquin Phoenix's character sees him as like, you're not really the Joker, and he winds up killing him and then becoming the Joker.
So
the whole point of that story is, because once again, I don't think that movie should exist for the storyline, but that idea would be cool. I don't think we've ever seen a James Bond in the same movie. Two James Bonds in the same movie.
No, we have not.
I want to see that.
So you want to see Daniel Craig and Idris Elba?
Daniel Craig in a coffin, or Daniel Craig, being put in cryogenesis or something at the beginning of the movie as Alba's gotta pick it up from there. That kind of thing.
I like it.
Because then you're also supporting the story, right? Because like you go back in, because I read about Spectre. I still haven't seen it, but I read about it. They like reference a lot of old James Bond scenes, right? And they recreate them in the movie because the force that be, that's the bad guy in this one, is calling back to all the experiences of the old James Bonds.
You have to Google it. I don't remember what one that was.
So
that's one where where Dave Bautista was the bad guy.
Oh, they reference that one, but no, I don't think they call. They don't like directly call back to it. It's all like they recreate scenes with the new characters that are kind of like the tip of the fedora to these old movies. But that would be a neat way to continue that thought.
Was the
yes, they talked about that in that video today. I didn't know that. I actually never paid attention to that. I wasn't as observant in my younger years as I am now. But now I'm like watching everything. So we've run over 10 minutes and it's been a blast. I told you we couldn't touch Henry Cavill until later in the show because it would just destroy everything
else. You're right.
I could talk about movies forever.
Yeah, let's do that. Just not tonight.
Not tonight. Not next week, because next week is the War of Trivia.
The War of Trivia.
Trivia Wars. Oh, that's a better name, Trivia Wars.
Trivia Wars.
But that's kind of leaning more towards your stuff.
I know.
It is,
isn't it? Yeah. You're right.
Trivia Trek Wars or Trek.
It doesn't matter.
Star Trivia.
I mean, I won't even have to study. I'm just that good.
I'm going to study.
So, yeah, study up on your competitors, and I will find, I will probably find 20 random questions from each and ask you both them. Not giving the answers until the very end. Somehow, some way.
You're doing.
That's right. That way.
See what you're doing.
That way, one can't be persuaded by answers or not. Maybe all the Star Trek questions you will receive first, because he has a higher chance of knowing the answer. And then when we go to Star Wars,
of answering Star Wars. Don't even try.
He's asked first, and then you answer second.
Let's see. So, we'll see.
They will not be multiple choice. They are all short answers.
We'll talk about it Friday.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, Friday.
Yeah.
Friday Night Live and Tuesday
Did
shows.
Did Dylan get back with you about moving?
He was going to inquire. Okay. It's not at Vinemont.
It's at Luxport.
They've got a new stadium. So I don't know as of this year. I don't know if they built a bigger section for us or not. But, keep a watch out. If that's something that interests you as a listener, keep a watch out on the Facebook page. We'll keep you updated.
Definitely.
And Thursday we may twist. Hopefully we'll have an answer about Thursday, and we might twist Ronnie and Jason's arm to announce that for us.
That would be awesome.
Yep. And we'll let you know. But either way, we'll be broadcasting from somewhere on Friday night.
Yep.
And
Facebook will tell you.
Yeah, Facebook definitely will tell us. All right, the people that I thought would call in tonight didn't call in.
Darn them!
I know they got on to me for not pronouncing the phone number all the time throughout my show.
Yeah,
and
I know
they
that
didn't
we did
call,
like
so.
Six times.
I know it. I said it a lot, and I practiced it at home, and it was
in front of the mirror.
I did. Well, the mirror wasn't necessary because it's radio, but yeah. That's why I covered my face today. You only see my left shoulder.
That's my spot.
I've had a good time tonight. Thank you for joining me, Melissa and Jay, and your contribution to our show, not my show.
Yeah, your show.
If you'd like to become a sponsor of the show, contact me at josh@live or Gosh, what's the domain name?
Live95Coleman.com.
Live95Coleman.com. That's Josh at Live95Coleman.com.
Yep.
Or reach out to us on Facebook and tell whoever runs our Facebook that Josh sent you.
Yep.
So we're always looking for food sponsors.
I think
always.
We're still trying to figure out who runs our Facebook.
We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Aliens.
It does not run itself, aliens. That's for sure.
So. Ooh, there's a good one. Does it run itself?
It does not.
If you put enough money into it, will it run itself?
So we're going to have to do a whole Ancient Aliens show.
Aliens. My hair's not long enough to recreate that meme properly, but yes, we should.
All right.
One day I'll figure out how to do memes on the radio.
Yeah.
Somehow, some way.
Just have
gosh, you know, yes.
Like college football.
Sideline. I was about to say, everybody's got memes on college
sideline.
Everybody's
got them, so right? Just put them up.
I saw the Ancient Aliens guy on one of those a couple Saturdays
That's
ago.
Awesome.
So, aliens. I want to know what play that indicates. All right. Well, thank you for joining me. Thank you for listening in. Yeah, Wildcat. Everybody ran a version of that for a while. I was not a fan of that.
No.
Yeah, that's. I mean, I could talk for 12 more days, but I'm running out of fuel. I've got to find dinner.
Goodbye, Chloe's mom.
That's right. We invited Chloe. I keep tacking stuff on. I'm so sorry. I invited Chloe. Chloe stood me up tonight. So
It's always open.
It is.
Except for next week.
I don't shut the door on anybody.
Except for next week.
Well, she can show up. I'm sure the debacle won't take too long. Before no one's left here because y'all are arguing. You know, I have to force you outside.
Before Jay defeats me.
Yeah. I think that was very generous. Yeah. I have a feeling you're going to know more Star Trek than Jay knows Star Wars.
You might be right.
I might
be right.
So tune in for all sorts of competitions.
There ain't no might about it.
Mm. Sports and otherwise on Live 95.5, Coleman's independent radio station.
Peace out, yo.
Have a good week.
We're WRJM.
Just in case you didn't know who we were.
Coleman Radio Station. We play music.
I love this.
It's
that's
very
what
good.
You're looking for. We go. We're not going to waste your time. We're going to tell it like it is.
Oh, that's right.
Some of our songs
sometimes
are
I
pop.
Can't tell.
Some of our songs are classic rock. Some of our songs are alternative. And some of our songs are even country. We cover those up. She chooses them, he plays them, and I talk about them. We don't play a lot of commercials. We wish we did, but we don't.
I love the fact you know this back and forth.
She That's wrote great. It.
So
I know, listen
but
to us,
still.
It ain't going to hurt our feelings.
Tell it like
so
it is.
So tune the dial to 95.5 and get yourself
Where
some.
Did you find the whips
we don't care.
Or the... that's still hot, by the way. All right, everybody. Have a good week. If nobody else has told you, I love you. And here's some music on WRJMLP, Coleman's independent radio station.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him. Just know it. Yeah, he's